Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
As always. The things that really matter in life.
Yes.
Okay. So, hey Drew.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce today's topic?
We're talking about, we've gone down a sort of cinematic route again, where we're talking about the Assassin's Creed trailer, which came out last week, I think it was now, and what we think. So what did you think?
I thought overall it looked pretty good. I wasn't sure about the Kanye West soundtrack. I know the Assassin's Creed games like to do the sort of juxtaposition of music with their setting. I think the games do trailers better than this film.
Yeah,
because the Assassin's Creed trailers are really good.
I don't think that's necessarily a thing that's endemic to Assassin's Creed. I know Call of Duty loves to do that as well. No matter what time period it's set in, it's always got something sort of. It's always got a present day song.
Okay. Yeah. But the games do tend to be set in the present day.
Now. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Shows how long. Shows how long since I've played Call of Duty.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was much more obvious with Assassin's Creed because it's a period piece primarily. I thought it looked pretty nice. I was a bit disappointed with the casting of Michael Fassbender, even though I like him as an actor. So those are my first thoughts, and then we'll kind of get into it. What were your kind of first impressions?
I mean, my immediate reaction to it was sort of my immediate reaction to any video game trailer, video game film trailer, which is that I mentioned this in email. There's never been a good film made of a video game. It's not happened yet. There isn't one. Nobody. I asked this question to loads of people, and nobody can ever name one except maybe the first Tomb Raider, and that's not really that good.
The first Resident Evil film. I like that.
Yeah, I know. And then I watched the rest of them, and then I went back and watched the first one in sort of retrospect, and you can see that it's not actually that good. It just hadn't had a chance to show us how bad it was.
It was just better than what had come before.
Yeah, precisely. I was really obsessed with that film for a while as well.
Oh, were you?
I was a big fan of Resident Evil in my teens, especially the first three. So when I heard they were making a film, I just had to get my hands on it. Loved it. And went back to it later. And perhaps I didn't have that good taste when I was a teenager.
Okay. Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. And I love the fact that Michelle Rodriguez was in it, being badass.
Yeah.
So she's great.
She's back in one of the later ones for some reason.
Is she?
Yeah. Look out for that one. That must be pretty good. I don't think I've seen that one. I think I've seen as far as the one before that one, and yeah, they do get a bit. They get bad enough that you can sort of stop appreciating them as video game films and just sit there just watching the
just feeling your brain
lunacy unfold. They become sort of quite funny.
Sort of kitsch.
Yeah.
But so that's the one I would name. But yeah, generally, films of video games.
There's certainly never been a great film made up.
No.
There have been watchable.
Passable, yeah.
Yeah, but never anything good. And
so what do you think of this one? Do you think it's going to be the great video game film we've been waiting for?
Well, you know, the thing is, I've always thought that the Assassin's Creed storyline was sort of peak video game anyway. The whole sort of Animus idea is a cool idea, and it does make those early games really interesting. I was really into the story of the first two games because, you know, it had hints of this overarching conspiracy, the Templars versus the Assassins, which is, you know, always interesting to me. But I don't know how well that's going to translate to film, because the Animus is sort of it's very much of a framing device for video game levels. I've always sort of had the suspicion that the reason it's in there is because the producers of the first game didn't think that a game solely about Altair and Altair's world would sell very well. And I think they were probably on the money at the time as well. But anyways, it's sort of very, very video gamey.
And
I'm not convinced that that concept could be transferred to a film and not come off as being a bit silly and inconsequential.
Hokey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose so. Somebody behind the film, I can't remember who it was, said that it's only 35% of it is set in the past,
Yeah.
usually 65% in the present. So maybe they're trying to deal with that problem because, they are translating it to film, and I guess they realize you can't just, take it exactly as it is because cinema is a different medium. Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I did quite like the kind of setup that he's been sentenced to death, because that's not the setup in the game, is it? As far as I can, I kind of lost track of the story. Assassin's Creed, it got so convoluted. I was like, you know what? I just don't care. I just want to run on rooftops and look cool.
Yeah, I mean that is sort of one of my major sort of concerns about the film as well. I mean, after a while, even in the games, the story that they told sort of fell apart. Early on, the marketing of it for it loved to talk about this mystery, this Assassin Templar conspiracy, and then later on, it suspiciously sort of started moving away from that. And suddenly it was, hey, look how pretty this game is, and you've got a pirate ship. Not that pirate ships aren't cool or anything, but it definitely felt like after Assassin's Creed 2, they suddenly weren't so interested in focusing on that story after it turned out to be aliens conspiring with the Pope. Sorry, spoilers for Assassin's Creed 2 there. But in my defense, the bit that I'm spoiling is stupid. I imagine they're going to rewire that plot a bit for the game, but I'm just not sure that the concept is going to transfer to film particularly well.
No, I'm not convinced either because it didn't even hold together as a video
No,
game.
it didn't. It was.
I mean, like reviewers and probably gamers as well always had the, yeah, what's the deal with the Animus thing? Like, why didn't they just set it in the
Yeah.
past? And yeah, maybe it is your thing. It's like, oh, well, we've got some Muslim protagonist
Yeah.
in like oldie worldy Europe or wherever it was, or Middle East. It's like, this might not wash. So yeah,
Yeah.
let's stick some white dude in a dentist chair
Yeah.
for a bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it didn't even hang together as a game. So then trying to transfer it to cinema is just really setting yourself up for a hard
Yeah.
bunch of problems to fix.
I just hope they've got someone in who can look at that story and say, all right, this is where that's gone wrong. And because you could probably nail that down pretty well, because obviously that storyline was written for a game franchise. They wanted to leave it open-ended. They wanted to make more of these things, and oh God, they did. They made loads. I don't think that Assassin's Creed is going to be the next major film franchise. I don't think there's going to be more than
No.
a maximum of three films made of Assassin's Creed. And I hope that they've gotten someone in for the script who recognizes that and can use those constraints to actually close off and tell a real story. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I think you're right actually. The writer is probably the key person in this because looking at it does have a good group of people with it because the director is Justin Kurzel, I think he's called.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Michael Fassbender's Macbeth with Marion Cotillard,
Did
so
not.
it's the same
Oh, right.
cast. I saw that and it was fan fucking tastic. It was really brilliant. And he has a really strong visual style. He's really good at battle scenes. He's really good at quiet scenes, just everything. It just was stunning, stunning film. Highly recommend it.
I check that out.
So on that basis, I think there is definitely a good team in there that could do something interesting.
Yeah.
And the fact that Fassbender's involved maybe suggests, but then he did like that Alien film, so
To be fair, he was
his
the best.
choices are questionable. He was the best thing about it.
Like the whatever you say about Prometheus, I don't think it's particularly good. Everything about him in that film was good. Not just the performance, he did give a fantastic performance, but David is an interesting character. I think, as far as I know, the new sequel to that, which is called Alien Covenant, I think, is focused is also going to be focused on David, and
Focused on her,
quite excited about that.
Because he was the best thing in
Yeah,
it.
he
But
was.
I mean, it is a bit of a bizarre thing when the best character in your film was a robot, but there we go. So I'd like to think that these people make good choices and they've read the script and they've seen something that works. Maybe they're just seeing something that this can make us money, so the next film we make together can be really that really arty project we want to do will get funded. Because that's what Hollywood people do, isn't it, quite often. So should we have a look at some of the nitty-gritty of what we know about the film then, so far? I mean, the number one thing that annoyed me was that it's basically been whitewashed, because I would have really loved to have Altair, or Altair's brother or whatever, as the lead, because I thought that was a great interesting choice that Ubisoft did when they made that game. And it didn't cause a big consternation. There wasn't, Reddit didn't go red hot. Maybe there wasn't Reddit then, but you didn't get people saying, we're not playing a Muslim person, or,
No.
I just thought it was really a nice bit of diversity that, and they missed an opportunity there.
Absolutely. They did have that. So, I mean, Ubisoft put, I think they put this on quite a lot of their games now, but they had that. When Assassin's Creed came out, there was something made of the bit at the start. There's the title card, and then there's a card that said this game was made by a group of multi-faith. And then they put that on the next game as well, and they put it on the new Far Cry games, and it sort of entered the lore as the excuse that they give just before they do a game about a specific sort of ethnic group. And I think it definitely originated with Assassin's Creed.
It did.
So I think they were definitely very aware of that at the time. So it's strange that a company which is aware of these issues and does want to not make excuses for itself. I don't know if that's really what I don't think that's really what it feels like, but they want to draw people's attention to the fact that they want to treat everyone in a sort of respectful way and be fair to people. And then the film just sort of seems to go against that, and that they've gone with a different solution, which is not to cast anyone of that ethnicity in a leading role, which I don't think is the best solution.
I was disappointed in that. And then I had a little dig about to see who, I just had a look at some of the news headlines, and apparently there's an actor, I'm not familiar with him, but he's been in The Wire.
Oh, yeah,
and things like that.
Michael K.
Michael? Yeah,
Michael
that's
K.
it.
Williams. Michael. Yeah. Omar from The Wire. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen The Wire, so I know, blasphemy, but,
I haven't seen a lot of The Wire, but I've seen a bit of The Wire, and he is fantastic.
So he's playing a character called Musa, who is a voodoo poisoner. I mean, that's problematic in and of itself. But apparently he was described in the article I was reading, he was described as he's there to show Michael Fassbender's character around. He's like a big brother to him, aka Mystical Negro. So there's like two really clunky kind of errors there, I think, on their part, which is a bit disappointing.
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully the film will come out and they will have subverted that in some way. It won't feel... because as far as I saw, if there was a blink and you'll miss him sort of shot, I didn't see Michael K. Williams in the trailer. I don't think he did.
No.
So hopefully... I'll reserve judgment until I see it. That doesn't sound particularly promising.
And then in the trailer, there was a scene where there were some people who looked like they were from the Middle East, who were just looking brooding and evil in black, and they had lots of jewellery on and sort of tattoos and it just kind of, it was like the sort of exotic other of films, like what was that Orlando Bloom film about Saladin?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Something Under Heaven or something,
Oh, right.
where they're all just like in harems and lots of jewelry and sort of, I don't know,
No,
just sort of gleefully evil kind of. So yeah, I am a bit concerned that it's going a bit down that route, which is a
I
shame.
think given the source material and given that it is the Hashashin who I'll be honest, my knowledge of the Hashashin is not massive, but as far as I'm aware, they were a Middle Eastern or Muslim sect, and the Templars generally are the villains of the piece, and they are white people. So, well, usually portrayed as white people in any event. Given the source material, I think there is less to worry about than there would be a film for a different franchise. If
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
it's got a history of sort of treating these issues very well, and
Yeah, and Ubisoft is involved, so it would be a surprise, but just going from the trailer, it's and little snippets.
I think this is always the issue with trailers, is that you just can't tell what the
Yeah.
you get a broad sense of what the film's going to be about,
Yeah.
but you can't get specific plot points out of it, and it can be frustrating because people make a well you do you just make
Assumptions,
assumptions straight away, and I just hope that the worst ones don't get realized.
And in terms of how it looked, though, I thought it looked really good.
Yeah.
And it kind of hit the Assassin's Creed beats, didn't
It
it?
did it.
It had.
The thing I noticed about it was it looks like the trailer for another Assassin's Creed game more than anything else. Because you've got those great big panning shots of the city where it's all sort of it's been done up with CGI, and it's sort of in the, there's no difference between that and the scenes that appear in the game trailers, and then I
No.
got a little bit disappointed because I do sort of want to play a game an Assassin's Creed game starring Michael Fassbender. I think he did. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I don't think he's very good, but yeah.
I mean, it had the sort of swan dive off the tower and the eagle,
It did.
so it's like, sort of fan service terms, it did that. People,
Yeah.
there was parkour, people running up roofs and stuff, and jutes of the hidden blades in the sleeve and stuff.
Yeah.
So it looked nice, but the weird thing was that the stuff in the sort of costume part, the historic part, looked less interesting than the present day stuff, I thought,
Yeah,
in the trailer.
I think that was my general reaction to the first game as well when I played it, was that I enjoyed the sort of modern, interesting sci-fi world
Did you?
more than I did the historical stuff, just because there was a more of a sense of mystery to it, and it's not, I think the first game is not completely upfront with what the sort of technological level of the world that's being presented is. So whenever I was in that world, I was looking around for clues. I was really engaged with it. I was like, "Oh, what's that doing there? Oh, that's doing there." And then you go back to the, I can't remember where it's set. It's Constantinople,
It,
isn't it? No.
yeah, or is it Jerusalem?
I don't remember. But while that's a really good sort of open world, it's kind of less interesting after a while. You know basically what you're going to be encountering across the whole thing. It is a very sort of
Well, I never finished the first game because it's kind of a broken game, really, isn't
it's a
it?
slog. It's a difficult one to get through.
Yeah, it is, and. I think Assassin's Creed really begins at Assassin's Creed
Oh
2,
yeah,
doesn't it?
absolutely.
When it kind of hits its stride, and then is the next one Brotherhood
The next
or?
one's Brotherhood. I've tried to get through that game like the 3 or 4 times and bounced off it each time.
So are there two with Altair, and then it goes into
No, it's
Ezio?
one with Altair, I think.
Okay,
And
yeah, and then Ezio's first one is the one in Rome, is it, where you do up his villa?
yep, that's that.
Oh my God, it's such a great game.
Yeah, it absolutely
Such a
is,
great
which
game.
is why they made it 2 more times under expansions.
Yeah,
And then it's three,
yeah.
which is Connor, who is the there's a
Yeah. I liked, that's the last one I liked. I liked the pirate one. It's a good game, but it's not an Assassin's Creed game.
Fair enough. I played bits of that and I really enjoyed it. But
Yeah.
it didn't feel like an Assassin's Creed game. You are right. I was
No.
enjoying it on different merits because,
Yeah, it's a really great game. I think they should have just like said, we're making a pirate game. It's going to be called Blackbeard and the sort of Golden Hind or something.
yeah, absolutely.
Just gone, here's a pirate
Yep,
game.
absolutely. And
Yay.
I also particularly liked it because it's the only Edward Kenway is from Swansea in the game, so he's the only
Okay.
character in only protagonist I think in all of video games who comes from my hometown. So I was just
Oh, I didn't know you're from
No, I
Swansea.
am. So I was really pleased with that. Although not pleased enough to finish the whole game. I did play only about 5 hours of that and then sort of drifted onto something else.
Oh, really? No, I finished that, the pirate one,
Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah. I finished them all apart from number one
Yep, fair enough.
because it was just broken
I
and
didn't much like the first one after a while, especially towards the end. It gets just more and more difficult and more annoying. But if you're with a game like Assassin's Creed, where at least in the early games they were focusing on story, I can't start with two. I've got to play the first one. I've got to know what happened, and then I've got to move on. So I
Maybe that's why I didn't know what the hell was going on for most of
Yeah.
it.
I don't think it would have helped that much. It's yeah, but I really played that first game, just forced my way through it so that I could get to two, which in the end I really enjoyed. So that was well worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah. But I thought Ezio was a great character, and I'm a bit disappointed they didn't go with an Ezio character as well.
Oh yeah, that
Because
would have.
he's such a good character.
Yeah. He's certainly the most likable character in the entirety of the series. Everyone else has got something else going on. Everyone else is often a bit self-serving. And Ezio is as well, but he is at least charming with it.
He's a lovable rogue, isn't
Which is
he?
something that a lot of the other characters in Assassin's Creed tend to lack. Like
Yeah.
Desmond's not particularly
Oh,
interesting to
God.
watch.
You just, yeah.
Kristen Bell's character, I forget what her name is. She's always very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
There's surprisingly little levity in those games.
Yeah, it is a bit joyless,
Yeah.
isn't it? And yeah, maybe that is why Ezio was just such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that he aged as well. I really liked
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
he became sort of Silver Fox by the end, even though his story didn't serve him so well. But there we go. But yeah, he was a great character. So, and do we know what's happening with the Assassin's Creed? They said they're not going to do one every year, didn't they?
Did they? I'll be honest, I've really sort of just
Lost interest.
fallen out of interest with that series.
Yeah, me too. I didn't play the last two. Actually, having said, I'd actually forgotten that there were another two after the time when I said I've played them all.
There's
I didn't play the
no
last two.
the most recent one is Syndicate, is it? And then there was another one on previous generation consoles, and then the
Yeah, the French Revolution one. I really wanted to play that because it's a great setting. I thought awesome, and I really wanted to play. I probably will pick up the London one because I just really want to roam around in the streets of London. I think it'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Just good fun. And now they've done all the bug. They've fixed all the bugs and things. So
Oh, fair
maybe
enough.
I think so. I don't think they have transparent skin anymore. I think you can see sinew anymore. That was the Paris one,
Quite
wasn't
like
it?
that. I hope you can still turn that on.
Yeah,
I hope it's set in the menu where they just revert that fix. But yeah, I mean, I fell out of it with it for the same reasons that I played Assassin's Creed 1 in the first place. It is because I was interested in the lore. I wanted to know the story. I wanted to know the background. I wanted to unravel the conspiracy. And then I couldn't get through Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. It's good. It's maybe
Really?
not as good as the second one, but it's the same sort of thing. But it
Yeah.
is another, God, what is it, 30 hours or whatever it is of the
Yeah,
same thing.
yeah.
And then there's there's Revelations, which is another Assassin's Creed 2 game. And I thought,
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to plow through that as well. I can't. I like Assassin's Creed 2, but not enough to play it three times. And
Right, yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3 came out, and people were saying, oh, actually, this is not the best one. And I thought, well, I'm not going to be able to get through that either. And
Which ones? I'm losing track. Which ones are Assassin's Creed
that
3?
is Connor the it's the
Oh, I enjoyed that one.
American, is it the American
Yeah.
Revolution or
That was a good one. Why did you say that?
well, I mean, I haven't played it beyond watch, 5 or 6 minutes of it at a friend's
Oh,
house.
so I really enjoyed it. And I think if you like Tomb Raider, with the new style Tomb Raider with all the hunting and things, that's basically, I'd say they got inspired by that Assassin's Creed
Oh,
game.
fair enough. Maybe I should give it a look.
Yeah.
But the...
Because you spend a lot of time in the woods and you like put snares down and stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
But that's the thing. I don't want to do that in Assassin's Creed. I want to do that in
It's
Tomb
true.
Raider.
It's
Because
yeah, it's not an Assassin's Creed
no,
game
the first Assassin's Creed
so
is about assassination.
much. Yeah,
It's
yeah, yeah.
not quite
It's true.
Hitman level, but it's you've got to sneak up to your target, and then if you've done it all right, you get to jump down on top of them with the hit blade
Yeah,
and just stab
yeah,
them.
yeah. And you're on some Baroque rooftop somewhere
And
in
you
Europe.
still do that a bit in Assassin's Creed 2, but increasingly it sort of moves away from that. And that's what that was sort of what was got me interested in the game in the first place, because I've always been a big fan of Hitman.
Yeah.
I remember now, the when that game was announced, I thought, oh, that's really cool. That's a cool idea. Hitman, but in, a historical setting. And
Right, yeah.
yeah, I wish they'd go back to that. I really like that.
Yeah, I did too. But the Connor Assassin's Creed game is a good game.
Fair enough.
Because I mean, because you'd say, oh, well, I don't go hunting in the woods in Assassin's Creed. I'll go to Tomb Raider for that. But that's kind of ironic, isn't it? Because Tomb Raider really, you should be in tombs, like getting treasure. It's like they've kind of
I don't know what they meant.
evolved that game to be, we're expecting different things from Tomb Raider now. And I suppose Assassin's Creed, they've kind of just like stuck that label on because it's a label that sells, but they're experimenting with games on, with the sort of, they experimented with those two games, the pirate game and the sort of Civil War game, instead of having the bravery, sort of, I suppose, of taking the financial risk of just setting up a new IP.
I wish they'd do a little bit more.
Yeah. So I don't know about the London one. I'm assuming that one's gone back to its roots pretty much, I can't imagine. Except there are guns in it, aren't there?
I've no idea.
Oh.
I really haven't paid attention to the series since
Yeah. I might be inspired now to like check that out and see what it's like. But so we have because I this was my idea for a podcast, and you're like, nah, I don't have much to say on that. Here we
Oh
are,
yeah. Gosh, is that the
half an
last?
hour later. Yeah, exactly. So we have well and truly argued the toss about all things Assassin's Creed, including the Assassin's Creed trailer.
Well.
So so give us your comments. Send us a message. We like to hear what you think about our waffle. And we'll be back soon to waffle some more, I'm sure.
Yes.
Until next time. See you, Drew.
Cheerio.